Hello and welcome. You're tuned in with Paige Estritori, your trusted voice in the financial sector, thanks to Financial Services Online. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of May, 2025, and we're here to catch you up with a quick recap of the top industry tales from the past week in the insurance sector. Starting off with auto and general services making the headlines this past week. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority dismissed a fraud allegation against the insurer and upheld a claim from a policyholder who had their vehicle stolen. AFSA found issue with the insurer's investigation, highlighting procedural gaps and conjecture. It's a reminder to insurance companies that the stress meter points upwards when claims are disputed, and supporting allegations with concrete proof is paramount. Our policyholders, friend in question, will be receiving not only their due claim, but also an additional $2,000 for distress. Asgard, Westpac's investment platform, has also been in the spotlight, announcing sharp hikes in premiums, ranging from 0.7% to a hefty 94.6%. Necessitated following a review with AIA Australia, these changes aim to counter rising claims and operational costs. The change won't fly under the radar, with clients starting to receive notifications from the 21st of May before the new premiums come into effect on the 1st of July. This could set the tone for similar organizations and reiterates the importance of transparent communication with clients. On other news, Clearview, having officially exited the wealth management sector in March, is stepping into their new shoes as a pure-play life insurance company. They managed to note a 95% uptick in gross premium income, landing at $285.6 million, along with a 9% growth in total in-force premiums, totaling $398 million. Not one to rest on laurels, Clearview is backing up the transition with strategic investment into a new technology platform, ClearChoice, all aimed at enhancing market strategy and distribution network. Lastly, a treasured note about Australian financial priorities in these challenging economic times. It's life insurance that's holding pole position, according to a recent survey by Noble Oak. The survey reveals an increase in life and income protection policyholders, despite other cutbacks in areas like groceries and phone usage. Income protection insurance appears to have even superseded the grocery budget. However, the survey also highlights that over 40% of policyholders feel underinsured and a gender gap persists in financial confidence, with women trailing behind men. That wraps up our coverage for this week's sector news. For more on insurance and financial services, be sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for being with us. This is Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, keeping you informed.